Chav Chesem at Aleph towards the bottom presents a problem. Mani Masnisin, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Yosef. Clearly he holds that Chometz with Pesach is Mutar B'Hamrah, so the Mishnah is clearly against that. And it doesn't follow either Rabbi Yudah or Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that Chometz She'ovar Aleph about Pesach is Mutar Min HaTorah, and Chometz Be'er Pesach also there's no law. Rabbi Yudah holds that Chometz She'ovar Aleph about Pesach is Derei, except the Mishnah is Deloi Kemah. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion on top of Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon makes a penalty with the Rabbon. And when it says in the Mishnah Shenema, usually the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, Shenema means a din de Reis, and Mishum Shenema means a din de Rabbon. So the Gemara is Magia, the Mishnah. Chomet Shavalat, Chemtzel Shalisol Shavalat Pesach is also Manoah, Mishum Shenema, because he violated by Rabbi Matze, so there's a penalty with the Rabbon. So there's a famous Rambam that's a problem, and the Rambam is both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Gemara says that there are three Psukim, and Rabbi Yudah says one Pasuk goes on Chometz B'Pesach, one Pasuk goes on Chometz Be'er Pesach, after Chatzos, the third Pasuk goes on Chometz She'ovar Aleph HaPesach. Rabbi Shimon does not agree with Rabbi Yudah. So the Rambam paskens half like Rabbi Yudah, half like Rabbi Shimon. Raman Paskin is the Chomet She'ovar Aleph HaPesach is Mutar Min HaTorah, it's only awesome with the Rabbanan. That's why it's only Chemtzah Shel Yisrael. Chemtzah Shel Akum is no penalty because he didn't violate by Rabbi Matzah. Chomet and Pesach after Chatzos, the Raman Paskin is that there is a law. So that's what the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, and the Ramban is Masig on the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Where did he get such a compromise? So that's what the Nisei Kalim say, that the Tosfos writes on the top of Amud Beis, on Chof Ches Amud Beis, according to Reb Shimon, there is an Iser Asay based on Tashbisu that you're not allowed to eat Chometz Be'er Pesach, but the Pashtus is it wouldn't be Asa B'Hanoah, it would only be Asa B'Achila, shouldn't, there's no marker that it should be Asa B'Hanoah. The fact that the Tanoi made a Gzera an hour before Chatzos, it's also Asa B'Hanoah, so it's a Gzera Otu after Chatzos. It seems that Chometz after Chatzos is Asa B'Hanoah Min HaTor, otherwise it would be a Gzera L'Gzera. Except when the Stam Mishnayis, it would appear that that's accepted. We accept, we assume La'alach HaChomet Be'er Pesach after Chatzos is also B'Hanoah Min HaTorah. So that's Reb Yudah. And then Chomet Shavu La'alach Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanan. That's why Chemtza Shalakum Shavu La'alach Pesach is Mutar. So the Raman Paschal is like the Stam Mishnayis. There is no such Tana. So Reb Yudah Nasi presented a new compromise sheet. Reb Yudah Nasi holds like that, the compromise sheet. And that's how the Rambam quotes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He quotes two out of the three Pesukim he counts in the Minyan. I mean, Chometz B'Pesach, Chometz Be'er Pesach, after Chatzos he counts. And Chometz Shavu'ot Aleph Pesach he doesn't count as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. Okay, that's a famous Rambam. There is a Gemara Heksha Kalim. There is a Gemara in the last Daf in Avodah Zorah, the very last Omid in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara makes a statement, Kibola Kach Polta, stuff I involve on the base. The Gemara says, the Chumash talks about Kasher and Gadei Libun and Kasher and Gadei Hagola. So, Adi Kasher and Gadei Hagola. So, I cooked the trefa food in a pot, so I have to do Hagola. So, you have to fill up the pot with water and cook the water in the pot. So just like the bliya was al yidei kli rishon by cooking, so to the hagola has to be al yidei kli rishon. Can you pour? Can you do iroi to do a hagola? So the Tosfos in Perikira, in the third Perik in Shabbos, points out that the Gemara says in the last daf, the last amud in Avodah Zarah, only if the bliya was al yidei iroi, then you say kibbalah kachpalta, then you do hagola al yidei iroi. But if the bliya was al yidei bishul di kli rishon, then you can't do hagola al yidei iroi. As it says, a discussion, what's the status of Iri Kli Rishon B'Negiyatam Alecha Shabbos? Is it a violation of Bishol Deraisa or not? But as it says, B'Negiyat HaGola, that's enough in the Gemara. You can only do HaGola Ayidei Iri, but the B'liya was Ayidei Iri. So that's the cloud the Gemara gives, Kibola Kach Polta. So Kibola Kach Polta, we know, applies, there are four different forms of kashering trefa pots. If the B'liya was Ayidei broiling, so then you have to do Libun. If the bliya was ayidei cooking the kli rishon, then you have to do hagola the kli rishon. If the bliya was ayidei irui, then you can do hagola ayidei irui. And then the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah, if the bliya was ayidei kavush, the Gemara talks about yain nesach and stam yenam. So let's say stam yenam, leave out yain nesach. If the bliya of stam yenam was ayidei kavush, you have barrels that were baleya tray for wine because the wine was sitting in the barrel for more than 24 hours. So kavush kemavushal. So then you can do a kashering procedure all your day. Kovish can be bushel. How? So the Gemara calls a meal of irigimel yam. You have to fill up, you have to take these trefa barrels and soak them in water for a little more than 24 hours. Then you change the water, soak it again for a little more than 24 hours, and you throw out the water, you soak it a third time. So that's a question in Rishonim. How do you say, you say kibola kachpolto, so how long do you have to have kovish that it should be kovish kemibushal? So the Beis Yosef quotes in Yeridea, some Rishonim say that kovish kemibushal is only if the trefa thing is soaking for 72 hours, because otherwise the Gemara, why does the Gemara say kibola kachpolto that you need milu yirigimel yamim? Then on the other hand, why do you have to change the water every 24 hours? So we pass in Halacha kovish kemibushal 24 hours. So why do you have to have three times? If you say kibola kachpolto, so if the bleel was like that kovish 24 hours, so I should say let it be pilot the tray for bleel by soaking in water for 24 hours. So we don't know exactly the answer. But that's the halacha. There are four forms of kashering, trey for kelim, and the rule in the Gemara is kibola kach polta. However, it was balea the yisus. If it was balea, ide kovush, then the plate will be ide mira l'viri gimel yomim. Then you do, then it'll be maflet the trey for tam, ide kovush. If it was balea, ide irikli rishon, then you can do hagola ide irikli rishon. That's the last dot in Avodah Zarah. If it was balea, ide bishul, then you need hagola. If it was balea, then you need libur. That Gemara in the last, in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, that you could do milu yirgim yamim, never appears in the beginning of Yerideya, the first Chelik Yerideya. It's only in the second Chelik Yerideya. Benegat Hechshe Klei Hayayim. So the Pashto says it's only a kula. Milu yirgim yamim is only a kula. If the kli was balea stam yenom al yedei kovish, the Gemara says that it's even good if it's a kli cheres. Even though the Gemara the Chumash says hatar hid al kli cheres on laman on the base, tar hid al kli cheres and yetz midei dofi al yodom, hagola never helps. Tosis quotes the Gemara zavachim that libun helps, but hagola does not help. But the Gemara says that mili yira gimel yamim does help. So the Shach points out that the Rishonim said this only works by stam yenom. We don't find that it works by anything else. The Ramban on our daf discovered a Yerushalmi, and the Ran quotes this Ramban. The Ran on our Gemara daf Tesam et Aleph in the daf, he says the Ramban discovered a Yerushalmi that milu yirgimel yamim, even though in the Bavli it only appears in the context of trefa barrels that were balea stam yenam. We have all kinds of kulas by stam yenam. Take for example, there's a famous kula the Gemara has. If you have trefa barrels that were balea stam yenam, aydei kavush. So if you wait 12 months and you don't use the barrels at all, they're empty, so after Yud Beis Chodesh we assume that whatever trefa blia was there has already evaporated and you don't have to kasha the barrels at all. So most of the poskim assume that that's only a kula by stam yenim. It doesn't apply to anything else. The Chacham Tzvi, the Achronim quote, the Chacham Tzvi is meikol by any trefa kli. So we don't really hold like the Chacham Tzvi. Then mitzarif that if there are other considerations in addition, so then you mitzarf the Chachman Tzvi as well. But the Pashtus in the Gemara is that that's only a kula by Stam Yen. We'll make on Stam Yen. So here the Pashtus says that this is also a kula in Stam Yenim, that if the Bliya was Ayyidei Kovush, then you can get the Bliya out Ayyidei Kovush. So the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, that, and it's quoted in the Hilchas Pesach, this Yerushalmi, that the Ramban discovered that Mila Vira Gimel Yamim works even on Klicheres, that were Balei Chomitz also, Bliya Tzayim. If it had a bliya son, not if it has a bliya chama, it has a bliya b'tzayin, ayidei kovush, then we say, mili ri gimel yamim is good. It's nageh lemaisa by the Ramo has a chumra for Ashkenazim, that we treat the glass kelim, as if they're klicheres. So if you treat it like klicheres, so if it has a bliya of chomets, so how are you going to get the bliya out? You can't do hagola, you can't do libun, you'll break it, you can't do hagola. So if the whole chashash of the belia was ayyidei kovush, let's say you use these glasses one for cold drinks in the middle of a meal, and sometimes some crumbs of chametz fall in, and sometimes the crumbs sit there for 24 hours before you wash out the glass. So the maximum belia can have from the chametz is only belia b'tzainin. If you wash the glasses in a dishwasher and you have crumbs that are nivla ayyidei chamin, so then you don't have this heter of milu v'yilu gimel yamim. But if the whole chashash, maybe then in the dishwasher you're going to have shishim against the chametz. There's so much water shooting in, so that's not the concern. You're going to have shishim. But let's say, if the whole belia that you're concerned about in the glasses is a bliya b'tzayna ha'idei kavosh, and then it says in Shulchan Aruch, we follow this Yerushalmi, that milu yeri gimel yamim is good. So that's why many people will use the same glasses Pesach as they use all year long, and they'll soak all of their glasses before Pesach. They'll have a bathtub full of water, and then they'll have all the glass jars and all the glasses in the bathtub, and they'll change the water every 24 and a half hours. You'll incapacitate, you'll paralyze your bathtub for 3 days in a row. Okay. The 3 days don't have to be next to each other. You can do 1 day 1 week, and 1 day the next week, and 1 day the third week. Each time you soak in water for more than 24 hours, that's one third of the kasha. So the shaila is, but we assume that this kula, milavir gimel yom, doesn't work if you have, let's say, real treifus. It's not going to work, even though it's only a bliya b'tzoinen. So manish tana chometz is also a real treifus. So the shach says it must be that the Yerushalmi considers chometz as hetera bola benegir to this issue. Since it's only hetera bola, so then we say milavir gimel yom would be good. Yeah, whether chometz kodem ha-pesach is hetera bola or not is a famous machlokes. But there's something else that for sure is a terabola. Let's say you have a truck, they deliver milk from the farm to another place, and the truck has the milk soaking there in the container for more than 24 hours of bliya b'tzayin. So bliya b'tzayin, you can do a kashering, that's mamish a terabola. If you have cholov alone, a basar alone, before the basar b'cholov were combined together to create basar b'cholov, that for sure is a terabola. So there we would certainly say that the milav yeri gimel yom would be good. The chiddush is that the Yerushalmi treats chametz kodem ha-pesach as a terah bola also to the extent that you say that milav yeri gimel yom would be good. But let's say you'll have a truck that's carrying chazah shmaltz from one location to the other, and it's not yatzah lettuce. Probably not going to leave it to be cold. Let's say in the winter time, they're not going to leave it to be cold, or the chazah shmaltz is going to get stuck on the truck. So they'll heat it up a little bit, they'll warm it, but for their purposes, that it should be able to move. But let's say you know for sure that they never heated it above the level of yatzah lettuce. So shaila, how much is yatzah lettuce? So let's say we know for sure they never heated it above yatzah lettuce. So then the whole bli only was al yedei tzaynin. Anything below yatzah lettuce is considered tzaynin. But so if it's chazah shmaltz, then we don't allow milav yeri gimel yom. If it's a hetera bola, then we do allow it. And chometz kodem ha-pesach, we treat as hetera bola. Where is the marker for this distinction between the original marker for this distinction between hetera bola and isur bola? That shach is in Yerideh Kuf Lamed Hei Sifkot Lamed Gimel. So he says that the Yerushalmi allows milav yeri gimel yom by lias chometz kodem ha-pesach liya b'tzoinen, because the Yerushalmi treats chometz kodem ha-pesach as hetera bola. Where's the original Vort of Hetera Bola? So this is the Gemara, the last daf in Masechus Avodah Zarah and Omen Aleph, and I involve Omen Aleph. The Gemara says, isn't there an apparent contradiction between the two psukim in the Chumash? And Parshas Tzav, the Chumash says that if the Kohen cooks the Korban Chatas can only be eaten by the Kohanim, Zichar Kuna Yom Alayla Ad Chatzos. So if the Kohen cooks the Korban Chatas in a pot, and he eats it up before Chatzos, and he washes off the pot, and he puts it away, so everything is fine. What's the problem? So the Chumash says you have to kasha the pot because the bliya becomes nicer in the morning. Even though at the time that I cooked the korban chatas, at the time that the kohen cooked the korban chatas in the pot, everything was kasha, and he finished eating everything before chatzos, and he washed out the pot and he puts it away in the cabinet. But still, that bliya is still there. So that bliya, when it comes alos hashachar min haTorah, will become nicer in the morning. The Issa Noisa can be chal al bliya. That's what it says in the Chumash. So the Torah says you have to kasha the pot. So in Parshas Tzav it never says to distinguish how the Kohen cooked the chatas. Did he broil it on a broiler or did he cook it with reiter? It never says that if he broiled it then you need libun, and if he cooked it then it's enough hagol. It says Mark Vishuta Bamoy. It says hagol. It never says a word about libun. But then at the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when it talks about the Klei Midyan, after they won the war, so they captured Trefa Caleb. So it says in the Chumash, Kol Davar She'Yavo Be'Esh Tavir Be'Esh V'Toher, that some of the Trefa Caleb have to have Libun. So the Gemara poses this contradiction. How come there by the Klei Midyan it says something about Libun, sometimes Hagola? And here in Parshas Tzav it never says a word about Libun, it just says about Hagola. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Amoraim. So Abaye, I think, in the Gemara says, Yagid Olav Re'o. Uses an expression from Tanakh, from Sefer Iyov, He says one pasuk is megala pshat and the other pasuk. Once you have the psukim by Kli Midyan, that sometimes in Eliv and sometimes Hagala, when it's Tashmish Aydei Ha'esh, then I say Kibbalah Kach Balta, the kashering process has to be Aydei Libun. If it's Tashmish Aydei Mashkim, then the kashering process is Hagala. So the same is true. And Parsha Sav, the same thing. It won't always be acceptable, Merk Mashuddha Bamayim. Sometimes we'll insist that kind of having Libun. And we don't pass like that. We pass in the Maskanas Agamore, that's what Taisis says on the top of Laman on the base. Taisis says, Ve'odye Shlachat, Panatera Bala, Benisir Bala. That's the last Nomad Aleph in Avodah Zarah. The Rabashi answers this theory by saying, by Hagolas Klei Midyan, the Nochem cooked Chazah Shmaltz in the pot. So if they broiled the Chazah, then you need Libun. If they cooked it, then it's enough Hagolas. But in Parsha Sav, everything was kosher. At the time the Kohanim were broiling the Chatas, everything was kosher. So since it's a Terabola, so there's never any need for Libun. It's always sufficient with Hagolas. That's what Rabashi says. And that's accepted halacha l'maisa. Here, what's the biur hadover? Why should it make a difference between hetera bala and isura bala? So the generally accepted interpretation runs as follows. There is another gemara in kolabasa and chulam per kolabasa, where the gemara says that if you have not banat, so this doesn't make trek. Not banat means like this: I cooked some milk in a pot, and then I washed out. I drank up all the milk, I washed out the pot, then I put it away. And then I cooked some vegetable soup in that milchik pot. So the vegetable soup becomes milchik. So the pot is still a ben yom, it's still within 24 hours, it didn't become nice and tam. Yeah? So the vegetable soup is milchik. So let's say now, some of this vegetable soup, which is milchik, is going to fall on top of a piece of flesh. Will it make a treif mitam basa b'cholam? So the Gemara says, no, that's called nice and tam by nice and tam. The milk gave a tam in the pot, and then I washed out the pot, so there's no longer any milk being. And then when I cook the vegetable soup, part of the vegetable soup in the milchik pot, so the milchik blia comes from the pot and goes into the vegetable soup, and it makes it milchik, so to speak, makes it milchik, yeah, but everything is still kosher. So that's a nois and tam bar nois and tam. So nois and tam bar nois and tam, it doesn't have such a strong tam like if I would have, like... the tam of the milk directly in the pot, that's the tam rishon. This is a tam from another tam. So nosen tam, nosen tam, the rishon used the ran there on chulin, uses the expression, it's a tam kolush. So he says, later on you're going to pour the vegetable soup on top of flesh, you're going to say that this milchik bliya that came out from the pot and went into the vegetable soup should combine now with the flesh to create an isa basa b'chol, abad kadei kachna. You can't have an isa chal on a tam kolush. The isa can be chal on a tam. Let's say I cooked the korban chatos in a pot, and I ate up the korban chatos, they wash out the pot. When it comes alos hashachar, the iser noiser is chal on the bliya in the pot. That's a strong tam. But if it would have been a noisen tam by noisen tam, and then it comes alos hashachar, so an iser cannot be chal. The iser noiser cannot set in on a not bar not. So the same over here, basa b'chalav, the iser basa b'chalav can't be chal based on a not by not. You can have basa b'chalav chal on a tam. Let's say I have a milchik pot, I just cooked milchiks in the morning, then I'm going to cook fleshiks, and I wash out the pot that has a milchik b'liya, then I'm going to cook fleshiks in the afternoon. So the fleshik tam will go into the walls of the pot and combine with the milchik tam that's already in the pot to make it basa b'chalav. That's because the milchik tam is a tam rishon. But if I cook vegetable soup in the milchik pot, then I pour the vegetable soup on flesh, so the whole time of the milchiks in the vegetable soup is only a nice and tam, a nice and tam. That's what the Ran says. An iser cannot be chal mechadosh on a tam kolish. It can be chal on a tam, but it can't be chal on a tam kolish. So that's what the Rishayim assume is the explanation by this gemara, the last daf in Avodah Zarah. What if I have a kli that really needs libun, and instead of doing libun, I'll do hagolah? So the hagolah is going to knock out ruba, 99% of the tam is going to be knocked out. A little bit of tam will remain. That's what the Rishonim say, the tam that remains after you do a hagola and a kli that really required libun, maximum is going to be a tam kolish. So if it's already isura bala, if I broiled treifis in the pot, and the din requires I have to do libun, and I'll only do hagola, so we paskin hagola is not sufficient, because hagola will only knock out most of the tam, but there will remain a little bit of tam kolish, and a tam kolish is tam kik, it's enough to retain an isa that already was chal. I cooked chazer schmaltz, I broiled chazer in the pot. So tam kodesh is enough to retain a tam, I say tam kiyikin. But if I have a not by not of a korban chatos, and I'm going to discuss whether that not by not should become, let's say, I cooked a korban chatos in a pot, and then I cleaned out the pot, I ate up the chatos, then I cooked vegetable soup in the same pot, and the vegetable soup has a tam from the pot. So that's a not by not. So far there's no problem. And then it comes the morning. It comes Alos HaShachar tomorrow morning. So I'm going to say all of a sudden, the fleshik tam of the korban chatos that's now in the vegetable soup, all of a sudden becomes us. It's only a not by not. So that's what the Gemara says. If it's only a not by not, it's only a tam kolush, or if you did hagola on a kli that needed libun, so the tam that's going to remain behind will only be a tam kolush. So Nisa cannot set in on a tam kolush. So this is relevant benegir to. That's why in Parshas Tzav, Rabashi says on the last daf on Avodah Zarah, you never need libun. It's always sufficient with hagola, because you're going to do the hagola. This is on the assumption you're going to do the hagola before it becomes asa. That's 2 days in Tesvis. And the machlekes is the Rambam and the Rabbi. When do you do the Marika Shtifa? Before it becomes nicer, after it becomes nicer. So this whole pshat that all the Rishonim say, the way it's quoted in Yerideya, that not banat is a tam kolush. And if you did hagola on a kli that needed libun, what will remain behind will be a tam kolush. And Nisa cannot set in on a tam kolush. This famous standard pshat, that's standard in Yerideya, this is all on the assumption that you do the Mariko Shtifa, you do the Hagola before it becomes an Isa Naisa. So the Isa Naisa cannot be Chal on a Tam Kolish. Yeah. That's why there's a Shach there in Yerideya, in Simen Kufchof Aleph, Sivkot Mches, where the Shach talks about how do you kash in Milche Kelim Afleshi Kelim. So let's say I have a broiler where I always broil cheese sandwiches. I have a broiler where I always broil flesh. And now I want to switch it to make it parva, to make it milchik, or to make it fleshik, whatever. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yontov quotes a minig by Ashkenazim that you don't kasha from fleshik to milch and milchik to fleshik. So some, the Aruch HaShulchan denies that there ever was such a minig. He says that there never was such a thing. And the Svardim say that by Svardim for sure there never was such a minig. All din only is but Ashkenazim ever had such a minig. Okay, so leave out the issue of the minig. So let's say I have a broiler that I use for milchiks, I use for fleshiks, and I want to know how do I kasher it to make it parva. We'll deal with the minig some other time. Many poskim say the minig only applies. Many poskim say the minig only applies if this was intended to be a milchik broiler. This was intended to be a fleshik broiler. Let's say the broiler was a parva broiler to do vegetables, and the wife went shopping, and the husband by mistake put some milchiks on. He put some flakes, so he made it milchik or fleshik by accident. So the classical poskim say that then there is no minik for sure. It was supposed to be a parvikli. It wasn't supposed to be a fleshikli. It became fleshik by accident. So then the darkit shuvik quotes all the time all the chumras. So he's mekel on this. He says he quotes all the poskim that then you can kasha the fleshik pot to make it parvik. And Moshe Feinstein disagrees. Moshe is usually a mekel, and darkit shuvik is usually machmes. So here is everything upside down. So Moshe has a tshuva. He says no. If you have a kli that was always milchig and you want a kasher to make it parva, to make it fleshig, that's medina de gemara, that's not allowed. He said, that's not only a minig, there's no machlekes on that, that's medina de gemara. And he claims he has a raif in the gemara. And what the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yontov quotes, that there's a minig from Achrayim, not the kasher from fleshig to parva, or from milchig to parva, that's even if it only became fleshig by accident, only chad pami. But that, I don't think that's the generally accepted opinion. It's usually assumed, like the Darkei Tshuva said, that if it became fleshig or milchig by accident, and it was really intended to be a part of a pot, so then you make kasher. So let's say you have a fleshig broiler, and I want to make it parva. Either I'm a svardi, or became fleshig accidentally, or I don't have, or I'm the Och HaShulchan, so I don't have the minute. You know? So how do you kasher? So the Shach says, you got to do libun. If you broil the flesh or the cheese sandwich, you got to do libun. And if you cook the flesh, then it's good enough with hagolah. So Rabbi Kideger is masig on the bottom of the page of the Yerideya, and that's Shach and Simakuf Chofal of Sivkot and Ches. He said, what do you mean? Flesh alone and milk alone is Mahamash HaTerabola. It doesn't become possible Cholim until the two combine together. So by HaTerabola, that's what the Gemara said on the last daf in Abu Yazar. That's what we pass in La Locha like Ramashi. HaTerabola is enough with hagolah. You never need libum. That's Rav Moshe's, that's the Rabbi Kiveger's taina against the Shach. So Rabbi Kiveger tries to farem for the Shach a little bit, but he's not happy with it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. He says, of course the halacha is like Rabbi Kiveger. 100% he says, mutar l'chatchila to rely on Rabbi Kiveger. That if you have a fleshig broiler and you want to kasher it to make it parver in a situation where the minhag doesn't apply, so he says, of course it would be good enough with hagola. No one would require leaving because mamash hetera bola. The whole deal of hetera bola, the whole gemara of hetera bola is by fleishig before joined the melchig, or melchig before joined the flesh. We gave the moshe, I have the melchig pot, and I washed out all the, I used up all the milk and I washed it out. Then I cooked vegetable soup in the pot, toch mei sleis. And then I poured the vegetable soup on the flesh. So since the whole bliya of the milk in the vegetable soup is only a nat banat, so when it combines with the flesh, it can't create a nis. And these two are always equated in Yeridei. A nat banat, the heter is mutter, nat banat, the isur is osur, because nat banat is a tam kolush. Tam kolush is enough to retain an isur, but it's not enough to have an isur chal on it. And when you get to, if you do hagol on a kli that requires libam, so we assume also that the whole bliya, maximum bliya, is going to remain behind. It's going to be a tam kolush. So therefore, if it's a terabola, if the flesh of the chatas didn't become nicer yet, and you do the hagola before it becomes nicer, so it's only going to be a tam kolush left in the pot. So the yisur nicer is not going to be chal on a tam kolush. So you're putting together. This is a terabola's fleshiks without milchik, so called the chatas before it became nicer. So it should follow logically that it should be enough with hagola. You should never need liban on the fleshik pot. That's a stark container. I don't know. It's a very strong kash. The weight's usually assuming you're every day, that's a murderous kash. Okay. So here there's the famous machlokes. And Laman on the base is the famous machlekes the Rabbeinu Tam in Taisvus with the Ramban. Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with a kasha. When you have a big knife that you usually use to broil meat on top of a flame, so the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Ches on the base that you need libun sakan shelibna ba'ur. If you have a treifa knife that I use lagabe hesh to turn over the meat, then you need libun. So how come the Gemara says over here that if you have chametz knives that you used all year long, the Gemara says it's good enough hilchas of b'roischem, all you have to do is hagola, you don't have to have libun, so it's astira. So the summary, Shanim say there are different kinds of knives. Those knives that are used on gabi hoesh, you'll need libun. Those knives that are used on the table, even though there's no reiter, but it's used on the table, it's not a gabi hoesh, that'll be good enough with hagola. And the Rabbi Natan gives a different territory. He says the Gemara chulan daf ches on the base, he's talking about a knife that was balea yisura bal. It was balea chazer. It was balea mamish treifes. As opposed to Agamar is talking about chametz dikin knives that all year long were balea chametz, but it was a terabola. The chametz doesn't become osu until it comes erev Pesach after Chatzos. Then it becomes osu. So if you have a knife that really needed libun, but I'll do hagola on the knife, so the tam that will remain behind will only be a tam kolos. So then when it comes, if I'll do the hagola before chatzos on erev Pesach, then when it comes chatzos, I'll say the yisur chametz cannot be chal, because it's only a tam kolos. Tam kolos and yisur can't be chal on a tam kolos. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ran quotes the Ramban, who disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. When can you call something hetera bola? The bliyah and the korban chatas and the pot before alos hashachas, it didn't become nicer yet. It doesn't have the shame nicer yet. Or basa without chola, but chola without basa. So that's a terabola. It doesn't have a shame basa b'chola. But chametz all year long, chametz shmai olav. The shame chametz was chal already. So since chametz shmai olav, so he tiny said that's called the surabola. That's not called a terabola. Chametz is only also on Pesach. But already it's chametz all year long. Just to be matim a little bit extra, the Ramban, so Rav Soloveitchik got it on. If the din of chametz would have only been relevant to Hilchas Pesach, so maybe you can argue like the Rabbeinu Tam, that up until Erev Pesach after Chatzos, there's no relevance of chametz. But the din is that it's not true. Chametz is relevant in the Beis Hamikdash from Menachos all year long. Lo siyafa chametz. So the shem chametz, you're going to say, Bizman Hazeh, there's no Beis Hamikdash. No. But if there would have been a Beis Hamikdash, it would have been relevant all year long. The Shem Chametz is a Negeh all year long. So how can you say that that's a terabola? Chametz Shmai Olav all year long. So Rav Soloveitchik wanted to give a mashal, a madav, a daime. So he gave the following humorous mashal. Let's say a fellow is a nazir. And there's a broiler. A nazir is not allowed to eat grapes. And you have a broiler where somebody broiled grapes. I'm sugar. to make raisins. I don't know. So he's boiling grapes on a broiler. So would you say they broil the grapes, and now the nazir wants them to broil flesh on this broiler, and he wants to eat the flesh. So let's say they broiled the grapes, and they broiled the flesh before he was mekabel nazirus. So the flesh was balea from the blia when he broiled the grapes, so there was a blia of grapes into the broiler. And then when they washed it off, so within 24 hours, they broiled flesh, they broiled the steak on the same broiler, and he was mekabel net in nazirus after the whole story happened. So would anybody, Rav Soloveitchik said, would anybody in his right mind say that that's called hetera bala, because as far as he's concerned, the grapes were mutter until the time that he took a neder? So the Rav said, no, there are other nazirim in the world, and even if there's no one else in the whole wide world who's a nazir b'zman hazeh, there aren't too many nazirim roaming around. There used to be the nazir in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Asher Yoshe Kohn's father used to be a nazir. So even if there are no nazirim roaming around today, but theoretically, anyone who wants to can be mekabel neder naziris. So of course that's going to be Yisura Bola. That's not called Hetera Bola, because as far as I'm concerned, everything was muta. So it's interesting that Pesachei Tshuva gives exactly this mashal, and he says that it's not by not the Hetera. He writes in Yerideya, and Simon Reish Tezayin, Sivkot Ndal, in the middle of Hilchas Nedarim. So it says, Mishnayis in Nedarim, if a person took a neder not to eat potatoes, and then they cooked potatoes in a pot, and then they washed out the pot, they cooked flesh in the pot, so I'm the one who took them down and not to eat potatoes, and now I'll eat the flesh because it has a tam from the potatoes. So the Pesachei Tshuva says, but that's only if they cooked the flesh before I took, only if they cooked the flesh after I took the neder. But if they cooked the flesh before I took the neder, then it's not banat the heter, and the whole thing is mutter. No, but Noiser, the Nisa Chatas, the Shem Noiser doesn't come into existence until it comes the morning.
No, but the Talmud Hachalish of Noiser, is only
a
Kainalai
of this Kriyaki God? Is a Zar permitted? I thought you're not allowed. I thought only a Kain is allowed for cooking another Chatas. Yeah. A non-coin shouldn't be allowed to cook anything in that pot because it needs libel. If the pot needed libel, yeah, I think so. That's Yisura Bola. The Gemara just says terrible that the coin can broil another korban chatos on the same broiler, even though he only did agola, he didn't do libel. But as far as Yisura is concerned, it will be Yisura Bola. I think so. That is correct. So that's the machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. Yeah, in Hilchos Pesach there's a famous contradiction. The Mechaber tells you which Chametz Dikei Kelim need Libun, which Chametz Dikei Kelim need Hagolos. Obviously, the Mechaber has adopted the position of the Ramban, the Chametz Shmoy Olov, and it's Yisura Bola. But then in the same Simen, Mechaber writes that if you have a Chametz Dikei pot, and you washed out all of the Chametz, I cooked spaghetti in a pot. Then I washed out all the spaghetti, and I cooked applesauce in the same pot, Tochnei Slice. And then I have a jar of applesauce in the refrigerator. And then it comes Erev Pesach, so the Mechaber writes, your mother will never let you do this, your wife will kill you to do it, but the Mechaber says that it's mutter to eat the applesauce on Pesach. It says that it's not banat de hetera. It says, since the spaghetti gave a bliya into the pot, then you wash that all the spaghetti bien. And then you cook the applesauce in the pot, so it's a noisen tam by noisen tam. So when it comes Erev Pesach, the Yisra Chomitz is not chal, and the not banat. So it's the chastir and the shulchan aruch. So all the noisen kelim ask this kasha. On the one hand, we pass like the Ramban that chametz dikekelim sometimes need libun. So you're adopting the position that chametz is yisura bala. On the other hand, you say that it's a terabola. They're not by not as mutter. So how can it be? So the Mishnah Berurah changed the psak hamakubal for centuries. He says you shouldn't eat the applesauce. You're not allowed to. And the Mele, you can't do a hagola. Tyson says b'kama mekaymis. When you're doing a hagola on a trefer pot, there's always a problem. The treifah b'liyah is going to go into the water. What's going to prevent the treifah b'liyah from going back into the pot? It's going to go back into the pot. It's going to make the pot treif again. So what does it help that you do hagola? So Taisa says, you're right. You can only do hagola if you're doing hagola on the kli, that's eina ben yomo. So eina ben yomo. So what do you have to do hagola at all? So the Gemara says, midirabbanon. They made xer derabbanon. Eina ben yomo ata ben yomo. So that xer derabbanon is only made if I cook treifahs in a pot. And the pot is treif. Then I wait till 24 hours are up, so you still have to do hagola. What if I do hagola What if I do hagala and the treifa bliya goes into the water, then it comes back into the pot? So the tchilas habliya is nice and tam l'gam. That's what Tosfos says in Halach. If the tchilas habliya is nice and tam l'gam, then never made a gzeira ene ben yom ota ben yom. If I have a treifa plot where the tchilas habliya was nice and tam l'shvach, so even though 24 hours go by and now the treifa bliya that's in the doifne hagdera is nice and tam l'gam, that's the gzeira de rabbanon ene ben yom ota ben yom. You're not allowed to use that kli. But if once I do hagola and the treif of b'liyah ena ben yom goes into the water, then it comes back into the pot. So now the tchilas habliyah is lufgam. Tchilas habliyah lufgam, they never made it zera derabon. So that's what Tosfos says. You can only do hagola either if you wait till the kli is ena ben yom, or if you know for sure that you have shishim in the water. So the treif of b'liyah goes, even if it's a ben yom, the treif of b'liyah goes into the water. Nothing is going to prevent it from coming back into the dafnei kli. But when it's going to come back, there's going to be bottled the shishim already. The Tosfos says, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This peda that you can only kasher a treif of pot, either it should be ena ben yomo, or it should have shishim in the water against the possible bliya that's coming out, so that when the bliya is going to return back into the dafnei there, it will already be bottled with shishim before it goes back in. That's only on regular treifas. But chomeis koidem haPesach is a terabola. So not banat is mutter. So you don't need shishim, you don't need that it should be ena ben yomo. You can do hagola. The chametz dikabli will go into the water, and it'll come back into the pot. It'll be not by not by not. Yeah, the bli of the spaghetti was in the pot. Then it goes into the water, is nice and tam by nice and tam. Then it comes back from the water into the pot, is not by not by not. So not by not by not, even though it's like they bishul, is mutar lachatchila. That's mekubal. That was assumed for centuries. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and he turns over the Shulchan Aruch upside down. He says you shouldn't follow that heter in Shulchan Aruch because it is stira. That the Machabe says you need libun chametz dikikelim. So the Machabe has adopted the position of the Ramban that the chametz koidem haPesach is isuraba lachametz shmayolov. So there shouldn't be a heter of not by not. So he says don't use the heter not by not. You don't use the heter, so you have to kasher chametz dikikelim with the same peda as kashering regular kelim. You have to either wait till it's ena ben yom or make sure that you have shishim. Otherwise, it's going to be a not by not the isura. So the Mishnah Berurah, Paskins again, he reversed the Psak that was accepted since the days of the Balei HaTosfos. For centuries, he reverses the Psak. Yeah, anyway, so the Noisa Kalim on the page, work on this. What's going on? It's Astira Min Eibe. So it's usually assumed that when the Mechaba says you have to have Libun, that's Lechumer B'Yalma. Mikir Adin, the Din is really, the Mechaba is really assuming like Tosfos. Lechametz Kodem HaPesach is a Terabola, and requiring the Libun is not really needed. It's really only a Chumer. Here, this we mentioned before. The Shach said that the kula of mila v'yiri gimel yom, if you have a bliya b'tzaynen, it only appears in the Bablam in the Ge'et Tistam Yenam. And then the Ramban discovered this Yerushalmi, it applies to chametz. So he said that's because we're assuming the chametz is a terabola. Ramban is the one who says the chametz is isurabola, but the Shach says, but when you get the mila v'yiri gimel yom, the Ramban is not going to say the mila v'yiri gimel yom works even on isurabola. He thinks that it's not so. When you get to this din, he thinks the Ramban will be treating Chometz Kodem HaPesach as a heterabola. Here is the famous Gemara on Lamed Amid Aleph. Very fascinating Gemara. There's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Reb Yudin, and Reb Shimon, the Chometz Sho'ovel HaPesach is a Nisa Derais and Nisa Derabona. And a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel had a Paschal, whether the Paschal like Reb Yudin or the Paschal like Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, what's the difference Halach Lamai? He says, the one difference is, what's the din of chemta shal akum sha'ova all of our Pesach? If you all chomet shal of our Pesach is an isa deraisa, so all the chomets in the world, when it comes Pesach, all the chomets in the world becomes asa. It doesn't help mechiras chomets. The chomets that belongs to the non-Jews also becomes asa, also the oil and void. So that was one opinion. There was half of the Amoraim held like that. The chomet shal of Pesach is an isa deraisa. You see, chemta shal akum will also be asa. The Gemara has another nafkamina, a fascinating nafkamina, halacha lemaisa, alamed amar aleph. What if you have chometz dikke pots? I cook breakfast on Erev Pesach in a pot. I cooked chometz in the pot. And then when it comes Pesach, I finished eating the chometz before this man isa. I washed out the pot and I put it away. We all have chometz dikke pots. We put it away. So do you say, is the balabas over on bal yirah by yimotzei? On the Blias Kalim, so that the Gemara says for sure not. Nobody holds that there's Bal Yerah Bai Matzah. But the Chazanish points out, Pashib Shat, you see in the Gemara, there's not Bal Yerah Bai Matzah on the Blias Kalim. The only Shaila is, maybe the pots become also because of Chamesh HaOva, Olav HaPesach. So the way we paskin la halacha, the chametz shavala pesach is only a penalty midirabbana because he violated mishum shenem alay roi lechasor because he violated by roi by matzei. So the penalty of chametz shavala pesach doesn't fit in by bliyas kelim because there is no by roi by matzei. But if one would have adopted, the Gemara said asri the rav habe, and rav held like rav Yudah. That's how the Gemara says on Lamed Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says if you would hold like Rabbi Yudah, the Chomin Sha'over, all of our Pesach is an Issa Deraisa, it's not a penalty. The Rabbana has nothing, it's not a function of having violated by your Rabbi Matz. Chomin Sha'over Pesach is an Issa Deraisa. So if I have a Chomin Zdikat Pak, where I'm not, has a Bli of Chomin, that's not spaghetti stuck, crusted on the outside, it has a Bli of Chomin, I don't violate by your Rabbi Matz, but still just like the Issa Noisar can be Chal on the Bliya of the carbon chatas in the pot, so the Issa Chometz, the Pesach will be Chal on the Bliya in the pot, and that'll become Osir. So I'll have to kasha all of my Chometz Dikat pots that I don't use on Pesach. I want to use it after Pesach, I have to kasha all the pots. We don't do that. We don't kasha the pots. Because we hold the Chometz Shalat Pesach as a penalty that only applies if you violated by your by Matzah. So there is no by your own Bliya scale. But according to the Tana Rabbi, the Chomet Shola Pesach is not a penalty, it's an Issa Deraisa. So just like the Issa Neisa is Chal on the Bli and the Kalim, so the Issa Chometz can be Chal bit Pesach and be also the Yom HaVod even after Pesach. So you have to kasher all of the Chomets Dikapats after Pesach. It's not going to help that you're going to have a different set of dishes for Pesach. All the Chomets Dikapats dishes you have to kasher after Pesach is over. That's what the Gemara says. So we don't pass them like that. We pass the Chomet Shola Pesach is only a penalty in the Rabbanah. So whenever the person didn't violate by Rabbi Matzeh, so the penalty doesn't apply. Time doesn't permit me to discuss the other topics, but I'm sure the other Rabbanim will certainly discuss them. They're all crucial. That Mishina Lachar HaPesach, the other. Yeah.
When do you do?
When do you do?